Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper. It's a very cold evening here on this Thursday, February 8th in Washington, D.C. Very, very cold, folks. I'm wrapped in a blanket as I do this broadcast. Well, I have some good news, folks. Very, very good news. In case you were worried, if you were worried about possible problems with terrorism and security at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, where I fly out of periodically, don't worry, because it turns out that an Israeli technology company will be providing digital surveillance technology at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. The upgrade will involve removing video servers and recording systems from the airport operation computer room and replacing them with high-resolution digital recorders from NICE systems headquartered in Israel. That is good news, folks, because thank God our Israeli friends are going to be providing us with good, solid security at that airport here in Washington, D.C. As you know, Israeli companies already protect the airport in Chicago, O'Hare, and of course they also provide security for America's nuclear facilities around the country. Good news, folks. I'm so proud of our Israeli friends. Well, the Washington Institute, that's an Israeli operation here in Washington, they have a Stein program on terrorism intelligence and policy. And Matthew Levitt, the former Treasury Department official who was responsible for protecting the U.S. financial system from abuse and fighting terrorism, is now going over to the Stein Institute, the Stein program at the Washington Institute. There's that revolving door again. We see that revolving door all the time. Speaking of revolving doors, you know, I come from a railroad family, but I tell you what, it looks like the railroad is corrupting Washington. We're going to a break here, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, it's so easy to complain about the Israeli lobby and its revolving door with people from government going out to work for Israeli lobby organizations. But, you know, today in the Washington Post, big story about the fact that we have all sorts of people who have connections to the Transportation Committee in the House of Representatives, which, of course, regulates railroads. And my God, you would be surprised to find the number of people who are relatives of members of Congress who serve on the Transportation Subcommittee who are now lobbyists for the railroads. I mean, my God, you know, this corruption, you know, the railroads are such a traditional American thing. But, you know, if you look back on it, the history of the railroads involves a lot of corruption, a lot of wheeling and dealing. And, you know, I guess the more things change, the more they remain the same. But, you know, like I say, I come from like a five-generation railroad family. And, boy, oh, boy, I guess I wish we could have gotten in on the action here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like I say, just more typical corruption coming out of Washington, D.C. Well, we are going to have open phones tonight, but I'm going to run through a couple little items here and there which may or may not be of interest to you. I will tell you this much, you know, I've been cleaning my office out here at home, or I should say rearranging it. And, you know, some of the most amazing things kind of fly off the shelf, little odd pieces of paper here and there that I've saved for one reason or another. And, you know, here is a very interesting old clipping, which is about 15 years old. And I don't want to break a story here, because I got to look into it a little bit further. But this odd little clipping which I saved, I looked at it, and I realize now why I saved it, because reading through this clipping, it reveals to me something very, very interesting, and that is the fact that there is a well-known talk show host, not on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I can assure you, very well-known talk show host who's, well, very well-known. And the information that is mentioned in passing in this clipping makes me realize that this talk show host was very much deeply involved back in the late 1980s and early 1990s of promoting a lot of stories about the Bush family, which took on a life of their own. Now, as you know, I'm no fan of the Bush family. You know, if you listen to this program regularly, you know that I do not like George W. Bush in particular. But I can also tell you with some authority, having read many, many books, many, many articles, many, many things over the years, many of which you've read, there have been a lot of stories about the Bush family in circulation for years and years that, while seeming to be true, often smelled of disinformation, and in fact, Israeli disinformation. Well, I'm going to be looking into this story further, and I think I may actually have a real live exclusive here. Like I say, folks, give me a little bit of time to do some research on it, but I think I may just have the proof that a very well-known national radio talk show host was for some years the purveyor of Israeli disinformation designed to discredit former President George H.W. Bush. And as you know, the old man, unlike the son, the old man was never really a great favorite with the Israeli lobby. So, as I say, stay tuned for more on that. And when I say stay tuned, I mean not tonight, in the coming weeks. Well, September 11th, 2001. It turns out that none other than Rabbi Michael Lerner, who is well known as a progressive Jewish voice and an occasional critic of Israel, actually a very outspoken critic of Israel, is now suggesting that he believes that it is possible that some of these 911 conspiracy theories implicating the United States government in the 911 terrorist attacks may well be on the mark. He's not saying he necessarily endorses these things, but he's saying that there are a lot of unanswered questions about 911. Well, three cheers for Rabbi Lerner for saying that. I'm glad to hear he said it. The big question, though, is, how far will Rabbi Lerner go? Will he be willing to acknowledge that there is very strong evidence of the likelihood of Israeli involvement in 911? That'll be an interesting chain of events, folks. So we're going to have to keep an eye on Rabbi Lerner and see what he has to say. Speaking of rabbis, Rabbi Marvin Heyer, I call him Rabbi Marvin Liar. He's the founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles. He is now bashing former President Jimmy Carter. In fact, he said that Jimmy Carter could be the director of public relations for the Palestinian cause. The book was a litany of complaints blaming Israel for everything. He has come down 100% on the Palestinian side. Uh-oh, if I were Jimmy Carter, I would double his Secret Service detail. Well, speaking of the service, been a lot of good Americans killed in Iraq, needless to say, and some have come back, thank God. One of them is John Soltz. Well, John's starting to talk like Mike Piper and a lot of you out there. He says that President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney are draft dodgers, and he says that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is aiding the enemy by supporting the administration's, the Bush administration's, policies in Iraq. Soltz is the chairman of a group called VoteVets.org. I haven't checked out their website yet, but that sounds like a website we need to check out. VoteVets.org. I just think it's absolutely classic. This little war criminal in the White House has been wrapping himself in the flag and, you know, trying to posture and pose in front of veterans and, you know, win their plaudits. But guess what, folks? Veterans are speaking out. They're fed up with this little liar, this predator. Well, you all remember the guy who wrote Helter Skelter, Vincent Bugliosi, the Los Angeles prosecutor. He wrote Helter Skelter, many, many other books. Well, now he has a new book coming out, 1,600 pages. It's called Reclaiming History, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. According to a report, it says he follows the Oswald line, the Ruby line, the conspiracy line, every line ever even sniffed at, following each to its nth degree with every twist around every corner, behind every tree, down every alley, inside every crevice. He has finally concluded that a lone nut named Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy. It'll be very interesting for me personally to see what Bugliosi has to say in his book. I was in contact with him several years ago, actually quite a long time ago. He contacted me regarding the E. Howard Hunt spotlight lawsuit that resulted in a conclusion by the federal jury in Miami that the CIA had indeed been involved in the JFK assassination. I also sent him, at the time when we were in contact, my book, Final Judgment. So I'm really eager to see if Mr. Bugliosi dares to mention Final Judgment in his 1,600-page, 1.5 million-word book. Cindy Adams, gossip columnist for the New York Post, says the thing's larger than most coffee tables. Start reading the book in junior high. You'll finish it as a senior citizen. Well, like I say, we will see whether or not my little tome on the topic deserves mention. I'm going to make a prediction here. It won't be mentioned. I'm accustomed to that, folks, so I won't be too disappointed. That's one of the problems with being quote-unquote controversial. People prefer to ignore you rather than confront you. Speaking of confrontation, I was visiting the American Free Press office today, and if you don't know American Free Press, check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, anyway, the folks there at American Free Press are encouraging me to challenge a very well-known white nationalist to a debate. I'm not going to name this white nationalist, but he has been very much allying himself with the neoconservatives and lending his credibility, whatever it may be, lending his credibility to those who are campaigning against Muslims and Arabs in this country. Well, here again, you know, I can challenge this guy to a debate. I can offer to bring him on this radio program, but I'm willing to bet you folks he won't come on. You may recall that I challenged Christopher Balloon, we call him Kinkster Balloon now, because of his kinky writings. I offered Kinkster the opportunity to come on this program, but he refused to do it. He prefers to throw brickbats from afar. What would you expect from a coward? What would you expect from a liar? In any case, I am going to try to get in touch with this hotshot white nationalist and see if he's willing to come aboard and debate the issue of whether or not we should bash the Muslims, as the Israeli lobby and as this white nationalist says we need to do. All right, folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a new book and a new program that could help save America. It's an interesting book. Get your pen and paper out. I'm going to tell you the name of the book and where you can get it.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. It's a very cold Monday, Thursday. I said Monday, folks. It's not Monday. It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. Let's try this again, folks. Yeah. Folks, I'm looking at my calendar, and I tell you it's Monday. Then I tell you it's Wednesday. It's Thursday, February 8th, and I am coming to you from Washington, D.C., courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, which you can find on the internet at headachestaygone.com. Now, I trust you have your pen and paper handy, because I told you I'm going to tell you where you can get a very interesting book, but I'm right now going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone. That number is 1-800-327-0727. Now, this book that I'm telling you about is being made available from American Free Press. It's written by a gentleman by the name of Alan Jones. Now, Alan has written, truth in advertising here, folks, Alan has written three previous books, and in one of his previous books, How the World Really Works, he promoted the hell out of my book, Final Judgment. But I'm not promoting this new book of his because of that. I've promoted his other books because they're good books, and it's very interesting. Alan's first book, Let's Fix America, presented his proposals as to how we could solve a lot of the problems in America. His second book, How the World Really Works, summarized about 10 different books, including mine, that he felt provided the average person a perspective, an understanding of some of the secret political forces at work in our world. And that word secret is important because his third book, Secrecy or Freedom, explored some of the deep, dark, even mystical secrets of our modern history, secret societies such as the Freemasons, the Grand Orient Lodge, et cetera, all these interesting groups that have played a part in affecting the course of our society. And in writing these three books, Alan came to the conclusion that the big problem, the core problem we face in this country is the fact that politicians lie. Now, you've heard me on this show say that I've always thought maybe we should have a constitutional amendment saying that any time the president makes a public statement or has a press conference, he should be considered under oath, and if found guilty of lying, he should be convicted of perjury. Well, Alan evidently thinks along the same lines because he's written this book, Restoring Political Honesty, A Plan to Reclaim Our Country. Short title, of course, is Restoring Political Honesty. Now, Alan has a very interesting website. I'm going to give you that website address. You can order the book directly from him there. His address at the website is abjpress.com, abjpress.com. And his snail mail address, as we call it, is ABJ Press, P.O. Box 2362, P.O. Box 2362, Paradise, California, 95967. His book is $15. Actually, all of his books are $15. But in any case, this book that I'm talking about now, Restoring Political Honesty, presents a program which I think has some viability. What Alan proposes is that in congressional districts, legislative districts, political districts, elective districts all around the country, people get together and form what he calls, for want of a better title, Truth in Politics Committees, TIPS, T-I-P-S. And these Truth in Politics Committees would then utilize the form of lie detector known as voice stress analysis, or VSA for short, and challenge incumbent public officials and their challengers to take voice stress analysis lie detector tests. A voice stress analysis, many, many experts say, is far more comprehensive and far more direct and accurate than the old-fashioned polygraph lie detectors. And there's a lot of strong and I think rightful concern about civil liberties being involved, possible civil liberties violations by the use of lie detector tests. But, you know, Alan's position is that if you can get public officials and would-be public officials on the voice stress analysis to answer a short but sweet series of questions, that the responses to these questions can at least give us a better idea of whether or not our politicians can be trusted. Of course, a politician, if he turns down the opportunity to take this voice stress analysis, then the Truth in Politics Committee would advertise that fact in the community and say, hey, Congressman Jones, and I don't mean to pick on any of our Congressman Joneses out there, Congressman Jones refused to take the voice stress analysis, whereas his challenger, Mr. Smith, and there are a couple Congressman Smiths out there, his challenger, Mr. Smith, has taken the voice stress analysis and he has passed. He has indicated a great knowledge of our constitutional system. He has verified, at least according to voice stress analysis, that he has no hidden agenda, that he has no hidden loyalties. I think it's a pretty good program, folks. I'd like any of your comments on that. In the meantime, why don't you check out Alan Jones's book and read exactly what he has to say, Restoring Political Honesty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper arriving a little late here. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Or perhaps you're listening on shortwave at 5.050. I'm tired tonight, folks, or at least I'm linguistically mangled. 5.050. You know, if I had a headache, which I don't have a headache, I would take headache stay gone. Okay, we're going to go to the callers here in a moment. We've already got a couple of them lined up. But I just want to say again that I think this program, this proposal by Alan Jones for the use of voice stress analysis for public officials and public would-be public officials makes sense. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who might argue about it, and they, with good reason, I can see, but it's interesting. It'll be very interesting to see if politicians will argue against it, because we have 18 House Republicans who are urging the Justice Department to submit former National Security Advisor Samuel Berger to take a polygraph test as part of a plea of guilty in stealing documents from the National Archives. So, you know, some of these politicians want to have their cake and eat it, too. So, you know, if you're interested in getting involved with such a program, drop Alan Jones a note at ABJ Press, P.O. Box 2362, P.O. Box 2362, Paradise, California, 95967. And you can check out his website on the Internet at abjpress.com. I think it's a proposal that could work. It may not happen in every congressional district, but you know, I have a feeling that somewhere, somehow, it just might be a way to kick out some of these crooked politicians, or at least put them on the hot seat and show them up for the liars that they are, because, you know, these lies that George W. Bush told, and which so many people said they believed and now realize were lies, these are the lies that have gotten us into a war that need not and should not have been fought. So if you're interested in helping out Alan Jones, drop him a note. You know, I said to Alan I'd like to have him on the show, but, you know, Alan's a great writer, but he says that radio shows are not his thing. Maybe radio shows are your thing. Maybe you could become a spokesman for the Truth in Politics Committee. Maybe this is something for somebody out there who wants to do something and can do it, and here's a possibility. So drop Alan Jones a note. Good man, Alan Jones. All right, we have our callers. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, good. Hey, there was a brilliant opening, and you lifted a weight off my shoulders that I can't even describe. Now I feel completely safe to fly into any Washington, D.C. airport and be assured that absolutely nothing will happen to me. The only analogy I could draw that would make me more self-assured would be like if I was a Russian dissident or a bourgeois in the 20s, 30s, and 40s in Russia that was invited to a meeting in Lubyanka and assured by Mr. Kaganovich that, hey, everything's fine and dandy. I'm your protector. And did you know that those people for breakfast were offered their choice of breakfast, either 22 caliber or 9 millimeter?
I'm not sure what I'd choose.
this is how ridiculous this whole situation is. They're protecting our airports.
Well, hey, don't forget, Jim, that Congressman Bob Ney is going to prison for having been corrupted by Jack Abramoff, this hardline Zionist conservative Republican figure.
Rabbi, he's also
a
rabbi.
That's right. But you know, it's interesting. One of those charges for which he was convicted, of course, was arranging for an Israeli telecommunications company to provide wireless services to Capitol Hill. Now, even though Abramoff is going to prison, I haven't seen any indication, and I should check into this, I haven't seen any indication that that corrupt deal had anything to do with dissolving that agreement with that Israeli company. So we do know that for at least an extended period of time before the whole scandal broke, the Israelis were able to tap into all the conversations carried out on cell phones by members of Congress and congressional staffs and lobbyists on Capitol Hill. Such a deal.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the cases of Miss Hennepin, the chicken who brought charges against Mr. Fox in charge of the hen house, and Mr. Fox swore that he'd investigate, and after a two-month investigation, he came back with the statement that I'm sure no foxes were involved in this mysterious disappearance of all these hens, but most especially there were no foxes in our gallant little ally in the Middle East that were involved in that.
Absolutely. I remain confident of that.
And there are people out there that swallow these statements. That's the part that just makes me so incensed. I can't believe that people swallow this stuff that comes from Washington, D.C., which you have my complete pity for having to live in that city.
Actually, you know, the sad thing about Washington is it's actually a really beautiful city. It's just that there are so many criminals here, and I'm not talking about the drug dealers and the rapists and the murderers. I'm talking about the members of Congress and their staffs. And, well, of course, the entire cabinet, it seems, and I guess I will have to give a pass for Ron Paul at any rate. I wouldn't count him in the list of the bad guys.
How long would the chorus line be there in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty long.
It would go past Baltimore, I'll guarantee you that, if you line them up one aside of the other. I'll guarantee you'd go past Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, we're talking here, you know. I mean, like I say earlier, you know, even this very idea, even this very idea that members of Congress who are regulating the railroads have members of their families on the payrolls of the railroads, I mean, that just goes to show you how rotten the system has become here, that's totally legal. And, of course, these members of Congress and their families insist that the family members aren't going to lobby those members of Congress.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and they don't.
Just, it's almost like something. Years ago, there was a very funny movie. Well, actually, I'm confusing two different movies, but they were made by a Hollywood producer talking about corruption in Washington. They were comedies, and they presented the corruption as just being very straightforward and in your face to the point that it didn't seem possible. But that's exactly what we have happening here in Washington today. It's always been that way, but now it's even worse.
Yeah, it's like presenting a comedy about the mafia, you know. Everything's funny when they're blowing people away. It's funny. If you present it in the right way, it can be humorous.
Yes, exactly. That movie, one of the movies that comes to mind that I was thinking of, incidentally, is called The Great McGinty. It's a very, very funny movie, but also very revealing because...
Is that the one with Sylvester Stallone?
No, no, this is a very old movie going back to the 30s or the 40s, and the producer of it, his name escapes me. I'm getting old, so there's some of those little things that I forget.
I'll guarantee he wasn't Irish if he was the producer of the movie.
Oddly enough, as a matter of fact, the guy was. I think he was Irish, as a matter of fact. Every once in a while that happens.
It's one of the rarities in nature, like an albino, so to speak.
All right.
Yeah, hey, but it was a good start to the show tonight because I knew I could tell from the tone of your voice that you were so relieved that you could now go to the airport and fly in and out, and you had no worries whatsoever.
You know, Jim, I'm glad, you know, talking about this corruption and this infiltration. It reminds me of something. I need to make a correction here of something that I mentioned here in the show the other night, although it doesn't change the course of things. I talked about the fact that that former House Speaker Newt Gingrich had gotten $1 million from the Las Vegas casino interests. Well, I had said that it was received from Marv Adelson. It was not Marvin Adelson. It was... Sherman or Sherwin Adelson. Needless to say, Marv Adelson was married to Barbara Walters. That was absolutely correct. But it was Sherwin or Sherman Adelson. I came across that today, and I'm going to verify it again. There could have been an error in the secondary item that I read, but I do like to correct my errors. But needless to say, whether it was Mr. Adelson 1 or Mr. Adelson 2, the fact is, both of them have ties in that realm that is not exactly overworld, so to speak.
All you're telling me, Mike, is that Marvin's contribution hasn't come in yet. That's all you're telling me.
Yeah, hey, maybe he's gonna. Maybe
you
he's
have
gonna
to know
pull
these,
me up with
you
a million
have to know
dollars.
These people for what they are, or Marvin will do it through a third party, who will undoubtedly be Irish or Lithuanian or something, but anyhow, it'll be done through a third party. We know how the system works.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, in the bigger picture, the devil is in the details, and I just like the details to be correct. So if I know that I've made an error, I like to at least make an attempt to correct it. But as you point out, you know, it really makes very little difference.
No, because 2 months from now, you'll see there's a contribution from Marvin coming in. Totally unassociated, mind you.
Yeah, I think they're actually related.
As long as Newt keeps dancing in the chorus line, it makes no difference, you know.
You know, I'll tell you what, he's not a very pretty dancer either. I've seen this guy on Capitol Hill a couple times, stood right next to him, and, you know, he kind of glared at me. People said, well, he probably knew who you were, and I said, no, I think he could probably just see that I was glaring at him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the sad part about Newt is he's supposedly a historian. I understand he has a degree in history. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he did teach. He taught at Emory University, I believe, many, many years ago. That's
Gee,
an old Rockefeller
Lipstadt's, Deborah Lipstadt's, isn't that her alma mater, so
that's
to speak?
That's where she's teaching now. She's a teacher of religion, but, of course, she's an expert on history.
She's a teacher in Holocaust studies, professor emeritus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they've given her some big sinecure there at that university.
Absolutely. So that means that anybody that ever set foot in Emory University shouldn't trust a word they say. Because I've never in my whole life found any supposed historian, regardless of the amount of degrees they got, that absolutely knew anything about history or would say anything about history. They might have known, but they wouldn't say.
So well, that... I'll tell you what. I have to make one exception there. There's a fellow who he may
Arthur
be listening
Butch.
Tonight. Ray Goodwin was a professor down in a university in Texas, and he was an honest historian. He was an honest professor. That's why he's no longer teaching history down there in Texas.
Absolutely, thrown out of his job and discredited, and called every name in the book.
Well, he gave a lecture up at our conference here in Washington over Labor Day weekend, and unfortunately, I missed it, but I'm going to be watching the videotape of it. I'm told it was one of the best presentations there because he gave an insider's view of corruption in academia. So it's a kind of thing people need to know about. These firsthand accounts are often the most telling, and thank God for good folks like Ray Goodwin because There are very few. I shouldn't say that. I think there probably are a lot of honest historians out there. But like you
I'm sorry. I beg to differ. There are very few honest historians out
there. Well, I guess what I'm saying is that there's a lot of people out there who really truly understand the truth about history. But, you know, they want to keep their jobs, and that's part of the problem. There is so much pressure in so many realms to try to silence people.
You can't be honest and keep your job, Mike. We all know that. It's impossible for a school teacher to be honest and keep their job.
I'm sorry to say that that seems to be par for the course. You're right about that.
So, hey, I got a sister that's a school teacher, and I've discussed this with her on numerous occasions, and she knows, but, hey, she chose to keep her job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's an old saying about he who knows the truth and refuses to speak it is a miserable coward, and that's what it all boils down to.
Well, eventually, you know, I was talking with Mark Glenn, who's been on this program.
And by the way, you were supposed to have him on. This is a brilliant fellow.
He's going to be back on very soon, I guarantee you. And, you know, he and I were talking today on the phone, and we both agree that sometimes it can be, you know, very discouraging trying to get the truth out there and trying to show people what's really going on. And I know you feel that way. I know I feel that way. I think all of our listeners feel that way. But, you know, like Mark said, the only thing we can do is to keep on doing what we are doing.
Mark is what most people would describe as brutally honest. I don't consider it brutally. It's honest is honest. There's nothing brutal about honesty.
Well, that's right. That's right.
But he would be, acclaimed by some people as brutally honest because they don't want honesty.
Well,
they want the sugar coating. Like the old saying, I want the most beautiful lie versus the ugly truth. Few people want the ugly truth. Very few people. And Mark Glenn's one of the few.
He's telling the truth. That's exactly right. Well, we'll definitely have him on very, very soon. He's got a very interesting piece.
I read all his stuff I can find on the Internet, by the way. I read all his stuff I can find, and the guy is brilliant. I mean, he cuts it to the quick, so to speak. He doesn't mince words. He just lays it out as it is, as he sees it. And you can do nothing but admire someone that does that.
That's right. And, like I say, we need more like him. Well, Jim, I got to move on here. We got a couple other callers lined up. I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, what's going on in Arizona?
Yes. Good evening, Mike. Hey, maybe I should bottle up some of our 80-degree weather and send it to you. There you go.
Please do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, I just want to give you a heads up here. It's there's this magazine. It's called The Washington Report on the Middle East Affairs.
Good magazine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. It's and for those of you don't have a subscription, it's WRMEA.com. And this is coming up in the March of 2007 issue. It has not been posted on the Internet. Usually it's towards the end of the month of when it'll come out. But in this latest issue in the March of 2007, they have an article in there called Acknowledging Israel's Right to Exist. And they pretty much deconstruct this whole lie. They say, well, there's these three terms, recognize Israel, recognizing Israel's existence, and recognizing Israel's right to exist. And they politicians, and they use these terms interchangeably. And first way they deconstruct it is they point out that it's not up to a political group to acknowledge, such as we hear, you know, from, you know, Israel demanding that Hamas acknowledges Israel.
Exactly.
And yes. And then they point out that Israel's leaders have never acknowledged the Palestinians, especially like with Golda Meir, claiming that it's not like we came in here and forced these people out. There weren't any Palestinians here at all.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's what she said.
Yeah, that is.
Yep, Mike, hang on here for the break.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Check it out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Folks, Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Mike from Arizona aboard. Mike, any further comments?
Yes. The next thing that they point out in the article is, it, well, what Israel are we talking about? Are the pre-1947, 1967, or the present? You know, and it's Israel can't even define its own borders. and this is the whole trap, because this is the same thing that they used against Yasser Arafat and Fatah. They acknowledged it. And so what leads us to believe that this is going to change anything now? And what it really is that they want to build up the population to force the Palestinians out. And then it gets down to the end of the article, and it talks about this Iranian nuke and everything, and that they're not worried about being nuked because, well, you know, Jerusalem has some of Islam's holiest shrines. What they are worried about, that the Jews are going to stop moving to Israel, and the ones that are there are going to start moving out, and they'll have no excuse to expand their illegal settlements. And that's what some of the politicians over there under Olmert have openly acknowledged.
That's very, very interesting. And, you know, don't forget that I think it's the Israeli Constitution, or it's the Charter of the State or whatever, it says very emphatically that Israel really has no borders. Israel's borders are the ends of the earth.
Yeah, it's so, wherever Jews live, right.
Yeah, so they you know, these semantic linguistic convolutions that they play are really designed for propaganda purposes. And, you know, it sounds good. It's like, oh, why can't those poor Israelis have their own little state? But people don't realize that the Israelis consider the whole world to be their oyster.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, Okay, so that's WRMEA.com, March 2007. So everybody out there, keep your eye on the computer, and it'll be there in about a month, or if you can go down to your local library and find a copy of it.
Yeah, you can actually get that magazine at Borders, and I also believe at Barnes & Noble bookstores. So it's a good magazine, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs.
Yeah, absolutely. They give a little bit more of the bigger picture instead of just the Jewish media slant.
It's a good magazine. I was a little disappointed with them about 10 years ago. They refused to take an ad for my book, Final Judgment, because they admitted, frankly, they were afraid of the Anti-Defamation League. But, hey, well, that's the way it goes.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you for your call. All right, well, we are wrapping it up here, folks. We're going to be closing up the program here in a minute or so. So apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night, which, if my calendar is correct, is Friday night. So another week has gone by, and it is my first full week the beginning of my second year here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I will close this program tonight with thanks to RBN, and to John and Sandra Stattmiller and all the good folks there who've made this programming possible. Thank God we do have the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to issue a personal appeal to Wes Perkins to be a nice guy and to restore all those good archives to the Republic Broadcasting Network, those archives that have my program and all the other programs on this network that patriots all across America and around the world are interested in hearing and accessing. It's good for the patriotic movement in this country, and those archives are very important. So, Wes, be a nice guy. Restore those to the Republic Broadcasting Network where they belong. Thanks for listening in, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening, and stay tuned for the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, right here on RBN.